Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
George Richards, longtime Panthers insider. Read his work at floridahockeynow.com. We had Doug Plagans on earlier. He explained to us the machinations of what could happen tonight. Who would you rather face in? Well, I guess it's more of a there's tentacles to this question.
Yeah.
Would you rather face Tampa or Toronto in the first round? But then you add in the element of you guarantee yourselves home ice advantage for both rounds if you win the division. I don't know what's the heady play for the Panthers going into game 82.
Well, they don't seem to care, right? I mean, not for me, Tampa, because, you know, I can drive there, and, you know, and I like going to Tampa. I'm not going to no Toronto. I don't even know if my passport's still valid. So, but they obviously don't care. It seems like Boston cares, right? Because I don't know.
So do they? Are they not interested in winning tonight?
That doesn't look like it. I mean, I talked to Paul Saturday. I was like, hey, well, we're going to find out who doesn't want to play Tampa, right? And he kind of shrugged his shoulders. It seems like Florida doesn't care. Yeah, whatever. We're going to win the games that are in front of us. They're playing to win tonight. Everybody's in the lineup. And, you know, Boston last night looked like they were asleep the whole time. Tonight, Boston's got Ottawa. And Ottawa right now looks like a junior college team. They are terrible. So if Boston loses to Ottawa tonight, then you know the fix was in.
Right, that they just were not interested.
There is no chance Ottawa can beat Boston, not even at half speed. So we'll see what happens. I think the Panthers match up better with Tampa Bay. They really do, except for Andre Vasilevsky, the goalie. That goalie's good. Mm-hmm. I mean, we all know how good he is. Toronto doesn't have that kind of goaltending, but Toronto's got, you know, terrific forwards. I think Florida matches up better with Toronto.
And Hawk used the word PTSD. Is that what it is with Tampa? Because we've watched it for, what was that, three years ago, back-to-back years. Tampa's not.
The most recent game where Vasilevsky was.
He stopped 75 shots and we shot the puck 13 times or something. Like, should there be a fear there?
Well, there always is because they're big brother, right? They're the guys on the corner with the rings on. I mean, until the Panthers beat them, Tampa Bay's big brother in this scenario. But, yeah, this is a different team, too. I mean, you've got Paul Maurice has never coached against Tampa Bay in the playoffs. You didn't have Matthew Tkachuk the last time. That was just before the trade. There's definitely some trepidation there because Tampa is a tough team, and they don't care. Tampa's going to come down here and be like, Sunrise, whatever. They're coming here to win both games in Sunrise. They're not scared of nothing. Toronto, they've kind of got this whole weight of Canada on them. They haven't gotten, you know, last year was the first time they got past the first round in, I don't know, 15 years. They finally get past the second round, and Florida blows their doors off. So they remember that, and they live with that. So we'll see. I mean, again, that's what Paul Maurice is judging.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, so we'll see. We'll see what happens. That Boston could be up 4-0 after one, and then it's a moot point tonight, so.
And to that point, we're acting scary right now, George. What about on the other side? Is everybody watching that Boston game saying, damn, we got to play the Panthers? Because they went to the finals last year.
I think a lot of people are. Then a lot of people don't want to play the Panthers. The Panthers' style of play is such that you don't want to play them. They're heavy, and it's not fake, right? Because Boston a couple weeks ago said, now it's time for us to get tough. Now's the time? Good for you. All right, yeah, now you get tough. Good. Florida's been playing like this since, what, last February? since the All-Star break that was here, Florida's been playing this exact same style. This is a playoff style of hockey. It's hard. It's hard-hitting. They're a-holes, right? And they love it. That's what they are. And, you know, yeah, teams don't want to play them.
So. Yeah, that's kind of how I feel about this Panthers team, even though we had this, I was telling George off the air, like at the end of the season, I was getting a little nervous about the Panthers. But it seems like Paul Maurice knew what he was doing, which obviously he does.
Yeah.
Knew what he was doing. He was never concerned. Like you said, tonight, Carter Verhaeghe's playing. Like, they're going to win.
Yeah.
He's not concerned about anything. I guess that speaks to, A, the confidence that he has in the team, but, B, the actual personnel who's on this team. This has to be, you've covered the Panthers for a long time, this has to be one of the deepest squads, if not the deepest, that you've seen.
It's unbelievable how deep this team is. And you talk about past teams. If the coach would have said, hey, you want the night off, there would have been 15 hands in the air saying, yeah, in the years I covered them back in the day. And this time, nobody wanted to take the night off. I mean, he said he offered six, seven players, hey, we'll rest you tomorrow if you want. Nope, I want to play.
So that's like a Kachuk leadership thing.
Yeah.
Like, it's like he's the guy.
Yeah, they want to play. I mean, they figure they're not going to play till Saturday or Sunday. They didn't want to take 4 or 5 days off between their last games. But, no, this team is absolutely deep. I'm doing a story for this week about the depth of the forwards. You've got, instead of four lines, you've got five. Remember last year against Vegas, you saw the depth of the Panthers really tested. Lusterainen went out. Kachuk got hurt. Bennett was hurting. I mean, all these guys were hurting, and the Panthers didn't have the answer for it. I mean, they didn't have the reserves. And, you know, credit to the Panthers and Bill Zito for going out there, not only rebuilding the defense during the offseason, but adding guys like Steven Lawrence and guys during, you know, Kyle Okposo was the captain of the Buffalo Sabres, and he doesn't even really play here. You got Ryan Lomberg, everybody's favorite. We love Ryan Lomberg. Everybody knows what Ryan Lomberg does. He's not playing. He's on the bench. I mean, this team is deep. Most teams have three lines. Floor's got five.
What you bring it up last year? Didn't the guy have a broken ankle, a broken sternum, punctured lung, and they were all still playing?
They were all still playing. Yeah. I mean, Kachuk got hurt in game three, finished, got the tying goal in game three. Plays game four, but you could tell he was a mess. You could tell he could barely pick up the stick, but almost scores the game tying goal in game four, and then can't get out of bed. So they're like, "Yeah, you're not flying to Vegas. You can't get out of bed. We're not bringing your bed with us. So you get to stay
one,
behind."
Two, three.
Last year, Matthew Kachuk was runaway, in my opinion, runaway MVP for the team.
Sure.
Who do you give it to this season?
It's not a runaway.
Regular season.
Yeah, it's not a runaway, but you got to look at Reinhart because he's got 55 goals. You know, Kachuk had the slow start, and now we see why. I mean, as much as he was saying, I'm 100%, he wasn't. We could tell because he didn't really get going until Christmas. I think you've got to give it to Reinhart. I mean, just because he's been terrific. He's been great on the power play. He's on the penalty kill. He's not just a guy that camps out and waits for pucks right in front of the net. No, he's doing everything else. I mean, he's playing a Barkov-style game. He's not the passer Barkov is. Reinhardt's been absolutely terrific. And maybe number two is Stolarz because he's bailed you out of some situations as the backup.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Is this Sergei Bobrovsky's best season with the Panthers?
Yes.
Yeah. And this is, would you say, the best goalie tandem that they've had since Bobrovsky has been here?
Oh, for sure. Since Bobrovsky, I was just trying to think in history. Florida's always, I mean, this organization really doesn't have a whole lot of traditions other than the Rats and, you know, that kind of thing. But good goaltending has always been something Florida's had. You had Van Beesbrook, you had other guys, you know, then you had Luongo, obviously, and then Vokoun, nobody talks about. You know, they had good anyway. But they've never really had that 1-2 tandem, and they've got it now because you could put Stolarz in there. You could say Stolarz is the starter game one, and I don't think anybody'd bat an eye other than, you know, what's going on with Bob. But other than that, you wouldn't question that Stolarz deserves it. He leads the league in goals against and save percentage. He's your backup. He's got elite numbers.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And so what about this? The atmosphere here? Because this year, especially coming off the Stanley Cup final,
yeah.
This year, and I know you've been to, you're talking about going to Tampa, driving up to Tampa, watching that, the Big Six is what they call it, Boston and all that. Is the energy in here now after coming off of last season, is it right up there with those top teams that are historic powerhouses, I would say?
It is. I mean, the energy here is different, though, because it is more laid back. I mean, when you go to those cities, as soon as you land, get off the plane, you hear people talking about the hockey. You know, you're getting into a cab. What are you here for, the hockey? Yeah, the hockey. You're not getting that here. You're just not. But the energy level here is like nothing I've ever seen here. You saw last year in the playoffs when the Boston fans kind of disappeared. What was it, Game 6? The Boston fans didn't bother buying tickets for Game 6. That was all Panther fans. You know, there was no, you know, the game with the Carolina series, I guess it was Game 3, was when it was all Panther fans. And Paul Maurice has talked about that. When it was all Panther fans, this place was nuts. And now they got the new sound system and all that stuff. No, this is a great arena to watch a game and great energy. And the players do feed off it. They do enjoy it. And you haven't had that South Florida opposing vibe thing where it's all, you know, Met fans, you know what I'm talking about, yeah. All the Ranger fans showing up. I mean, there are some that's never going away down here, but it's certainly 70-30, 75-25 when it used to be the other way around.
Yeah, they do a good game presentation. If you haven't been to Panthers game in a while, there is great energy in this building.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.